Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to a Blue Collar Bonus.
I ain't mad at it.
Oh, that's it. All right.
Nice.
I ain't mad at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here we are for our new bonus season.
We're going to redeem the bonus from when it was all non-alcoholic.
That was just rough on so many levels.
It was.
Like everything.
Yeah. So I think this week we'll make it better. And this is definitely alcoholic. Is that right?
Oh yeah, this one's alcoholic.
Yeah, so thanks to the fine folks at Stellum Bourbon. They sent us a couple of their brand new offerings that we're gonna have on today's show. We're gonna have the Stellum Black Bourbon and the Stellum Black Rye.
Okay. Mm.
Stellum Black as opposed to just regular Stellum.
Yes.
So this is like a new line of Stellum?
Yeah, it's actually the next step in Stellum Bourbon's evolution.
Okay.
See, by incorporating reserve barrels from our stocks with the original Stellum Bourbon blend, they created a bourbon that delivers robust flavor alongside profound complexity.
Hmm.
The result is an expression both entirely new and deeply familiar with roots firmly planted in Stellum Bourbon.
Hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So on your left, we have the Stellum Black Bourbon.
Yeah, got some heat on it.
Yeah.
Huh,
you
wow.
Do you want the nosing notes before we start?
Of course.
Oh, please, okay. Yes.
These aromas explode from the glass
in
waves and really never stop in their intensity. First out of the glass is flowery vanilla, followed by orange creamsicle, caramel corn, and mixed peppercorns. As it sits for a few minutes, bright cedar emerges, followed by smoldering oak.
Smoldering. I get a flowery thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the orange. Was it creamsicle?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get that too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Put those little push pops.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see what taste does.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Mm.
That just keeps opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Still going.
Monster tongue life.
Yep.
What was the proof on this?
109.22.
It drinks way hotter.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So the palate, you should get sweet orange that's been lightly charred. So when you char your oranges, it should taste like that.
I do that all the time.
Yep. Leather and the floral vanilla from the nose come forward next and are followed by cardamom.
Wait, the what of vanilla?
Leather and the floral vanilla.
Floral. I thought you said the floral. Sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
Hey, that's all right. Followed by cardamom, cedar, and a hint of spicy nuts. That recedes into a sweet cinnamon.
There's your band name, Spicy Nuts.
Spicy Nuts. Nice, yeah.
Finish good. Some dark chocolate taffy. Think a Tootsie Roll. And then leather-like tobacco cedar emerges. It goes on for a very long time.
Yes.
It does.
And then there it is again. The finish goes on for a very long time and sits prickling in the back of your tongue and the roof of your mouth.
Roof of my mouth, for sure. What about the back of my tongue?
Says, overall, this is a highly complex whiskey that takes your senses on a really wonderful journey. As soon as the whiskey is poured, you can tell that it's going to be a unique drinking experience with the intense aromas that start to pour out of the glass. This is a pour of whiskey worth savoring and sitting with over a course of an evening because it continually changes and shows off new aromas and flavors.
Yeah, intense is a good word for it. Super intense, complex, obviously. But man, that tongue life just camps out.
It's one of the best.
Yeah, that's really good.
And what's the price on this?
$100.
JP.
Ugh. No, I'm not paying $100.
But you're not paying $100 for anything.
Right,
right.
Correct.
So.
Yeah. It's nothing against...
I shouldn't be asking you,
I guess. It's nothing against Stellum. This is fantastic stuff. I'm just, you know, I don't buy things for $100.
Now, my question, how does this compared to the regular Stellums that are $45?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've had them.
I'd love to AB this.
It seems like this has this is like a way more amplified expression than the regular Stellum products.
What's the regular Stellum proofed at?
They're around the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This does feel like it's got a little bit more intensity to it.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. I'm the wrong person to ask, though, for price point.
So, JD.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I see it for 100, I'm getting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. I really like this.
It drinks more like a 119, 120 proof.
It
like
does.
It really feels like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mean Man, were you have something to say?
I was just thinking like $100. You guys, I mean, there's some coveted stuff out there that costs $100. And you would buy this alongside those items?
It's not a question for me. That's a question for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's in the mix for sure. Yep.
Dang.
All right.
You want to move on to the rye?
Let's do the rye.
All right. So the Stellum Black Rye is an evolution of the Stellum Rye flavor profile. Think of it as Stellum Rye in high def. They use meticulous blending approach to layer older reserve barrels into the original Stellum Rye blend. The result is a surprisingly mellow cast strength rye whiskey combining iconic rye spice with a deep complexity that reveals new facets with every sip.
I do need to point something out before we go to the rye real quick. The bourbon, if you look at it in the bottle,
mm-hmm.
like look how light that is.
Well, it's a smaller bottle, so there's less...
Right.
Yeah.
Less liquid to give it a darker...
These are
small. But if you look at the difference between the rye and the... There's a pretty sizable difference there in color.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. In these sample bottles, the rye is actually...
Darker. Yeah.
Is the rye higher proof?
Yeah. But proof shouldn't play anything in the color, should it?
Does it?
If you have less water added, or
I guess that's true. If you proofed it, well, you think they're proofing it down to 109.2?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. If I'm guessing.
Okay. All right. Anyway, on to the rye. Sorry. I just noticed color. A lot of times we base things off of color, and
yeah,
that's 100. What I say? 109 proof. Really good bourbon.
Yeah.
That ends up looking pretty light.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm just trying to make the point. Can't always judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. It says the rye, the appearance is marigold and honey.
I'll give it that.
Yeah.
The honey.
So on the nose, you should get bright notes of ripe blueberry, green Jolly Rancher, balanced with warm aromas of dark brown sugar, toasted almonds, rounded out with something familiar like newspaper clippings.
Very familiar.
Smell like newspaper clippings.
You know what? Yes.
You're smelling newspaper clippings.
Yes, because you know what? I like newspapers. I grew up reading the newspaper every day.
But did you clip the newspaper?
If it was like something I wanted to keep, like a cartoon.
It smells different when it's the actual newspaper, and then after you cut it, it's a different smell.
Yeah, that smells like a newspaper clipping.
Yeah, I got the green Jolly Rancher.
Which is like an apple, right? Sweet apple.
Like a tart.
Tart apple.
Yeah.
But candy.
Green apple.
Yeah.
And then like
that sums it up.
Toasted notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's jump in.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Wow.
That one hits hard.
These are not for the faint of heart.
No.
No.
This is not your buddy's getting into whiskey.
No.
These are
don't give this to him.
But your friend that does love whiskey.
Yeah.
If you want to give them something unique, man, these are like, they make their presence felt.
Wow.
It says buttery and rich on the palate with flavors of chocolate mint, star anise, and sesame that leaves a fresh dill and cracked peppercorns.
There is a slight licorice thing to it. I get that.
Yeah.
The finish is slow and warming, a full, well-rounded experience.
And then that finish, man, tongue life, just...
According to the notes, it says, I'd like to enjoy this whiskey with a soft blanket, a warm fire, and a great book. I'd give myself the time to enjoy its cozy complexities and a long, warming finish on a cool winter night or toast to a friend that you have plenty of time to talk about and nowhere else to be.
A friend that you have plenty of time to talk about? What?
Or toast a friend when you have plenty to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And nowhere to
you
be.
And your friend have plenty to talk about. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Or when it snows 6 inches in Middle Tennessee
and you have nowhere to go.
Yeah,
we don't have the infrastructure to clear any of it out. And so everybody's just stuck at home with their kids.
Yeah.
Dying a silent death.
Because then you have plenty of time to just curl up on the couch with a blanket and a fire and read a book. And yeah, meanwhile, the children are going absolutely ape crazy in the house. Yeah.
So this is 114.26 proof. So it's up there.
Man, it's got a punch. As soon as it hits your mouth, it's just,
very sharp, but inviting.
That's great. And this, what is this, $100 as well?
This is $100 also.
Not buying it.
I'd probably spring for the rye before I sprung for the bourbon.
I would lean more towards spending $100 for the rye.
Yeah. If you're making me pick, both are great, but
this rye is like a flavor explosion.
Dude.
It's more intriguing than the bourbon.
Yeah.
So is this a high class rye JP's a fan of?
I mean, there's quite a, not quite a few. There are a couple high class ryes that I'm a fan of. I'm not buying this because I'm not spending $100 on it.
Right.
The only thing that comes close is the Leaper's Fork rye. And that's 85.
So is this in your top rise?
No.
It's not.
Based on price alone. It's not.
What if money was no object?
Yeah, money's no object.
That
you're using JD's money.
I'm giving you money. Merry Christmas, $100.
You got chicken cock rye in there. You've got Leaper's Fork rye.
You give me
$100,
I'm not buying this.
Okay, you have an unlimited amount of hundreds. What's in your top five?
We're going to find a context that fits.
This might make the top five.
Okay.
I'll give you that. Currently might make the top five. Okay. Yeah.
So even rise in your top five, you won't buy.
Yeah. There are rise in my top five that I wouldn't buy because I'm not going to spend that much money on a bottle of whiskey.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. I'll never get it, but it's good.
It's good.
I'm just putting it out there so you guys know what my top five are. Oh, so if you want to buy me one, that's what my top five are.
Okay.
You hear that, patrons?
So that's the only context. We'll buy it for you.
We're launching a new tier in our patron category, by JP, a rye category. Yeah.
But I have like a top, one of my ryes in my top three is a $70 bottle. So you can, and it's easily findable. Like you can find the chicken cock rye anywhere.
Okay.
So the ryes you like are north of Blue Collar.
Yeah.
The Leaper's Fork rye.
Chicken cock
rye. Yeah.
The Willett six year
rye.
You like the Jack Daniels rye.
Remember? I like the Jack Daniels rye. That's true. Yeah. I did like that. Yeah. I do like the Wild Turkey 101 rye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what, $30 a bottle?
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd put it in my top five, but.
Okay.
I don't know what you want from me, guys.
No.
Just.
It's fun putting you on the spot. Yeah.
All right. No, this is great.
What I'm trying to say is there's like two bottles of whiskey on the planet that I would spend $100, $100+ for.
Okay.
William Lurie Weller is one of them. And that might be it, actually.
Yeah.
Honestly. There's like one bottle of whiskey on the planet I would pay $100 for.
So, but, you know, you play a role in the show. You could be like the blue collar purist. I won't spend any more than a certain amount.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe
let's go with that.
You're that guy.
Yeah, you're.
I'll be that guy.
The blue collar purist.
I'll be that guy. We need that guy.
Yeah,
we're blue collar guys, but we don't mind spending a little extra.
I'm
the situation calls for
it. I will totally splurge.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I won't splurge on whiskey.
What do you splurge on?
I don't.
So you're not a splurge guy.
No, I hold money very close to the chest.
Miser.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
I splurge.
My wife literally has to pry it out of me to spend money on things. Mm. So I just don't spend money.
See, now he got a podcast where he gets whiskey for free. So
he doesn't have to spend
any money.
See, it just shows up. I don't know. It's great.
Coming soon, the miser money on the Lasting Media Network.
Yeah, right.
The Miser Money Show.
All right. Great pours.
Yeah, I'm very happy with these.
Yeah, good stuff.
Quick shout out to, I got to say thanks to Aaron at Robro Marketing. He's the guy who I deal with and helps hook us up with all the fun stuff in Barrel. So thanks for taking care of us, Aaron.
Aaron, cheers to Aaron. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
We need to do a Barrel show. Let's do it.
Aaron, hook us up. We need Barrel on the show.
Let's do it.
All right, fellas. Till next week.
Till next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced by Jonas Litton and Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Edited by Meadman and myself, Beer Boy. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.